Hello.
Hi, is this Julia?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? My name is Abigail from Family First Care.
Yeah, I'm calling because I'm trying to figure out what happened that they took my insurance off. Keystone First Health Community Health Choice, CHC.
Right. Okay, I'm not sure why they took off your insurance, but we can get you started again here.
Please, I had two strokes, Mama, and I don't have a caretaker right now. He's coming to take me up, but I'm not getting paid for that.
Okay, so would you like to re-enroll in our company for home care services?
I already have one. I just need to get back on Keystone First Health Community Health Choice.
Okay. Hold one second, please, okay?
Please, I need help. I don't want to get another stroke.
Just a second, Julia, of course. Okay?
Please. Ay, Dios. Un poquito de café, papi.
Okay, Julia.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to have to go through the enrollment process for you to get your insurance, okay? So you're going to have two assessments, and then you'll have to collect some bank statements. It's a bit of a process, but I'm going to be here to help you throughout the process, okay?
Yeah, because I have the card, but they just cut it off because I moved to Chester, PA, Delaware.
Right.
And I specifically told them when I turned in the application, I want my same insurance.
You want your same insurance. Correct. Okay, so we will hopefully get that for you. We're going to have an assessment. The first step for you to take is to have your first assessment, okay? And then you're going to have another assessment, and you're going to have to collect some documents, and then hopefully within the next few weeks you'll get it again, okay?
You going to send me documents so I could fill and return back?
Financial documents, like bank statements.
Financial?
Yes.
Like what kind?
Your bank statements.
All I got is SSI.
Sorry?
I don't have a bank account. All I got is SSI.
Okay, so that's what you're going to send over. But we don't have to deal with that right away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to give you a number to call to schedule your first assessment. Can you take down the number now?
Wait a minute. So that means I got to go over the waiver again, wait 3 months for it?
I hope it should be less than 3 months, hopefully only a few weeks.
Okay. What I need to do?
You're going to need to call the broker from the...
I called Maximus already.
Okay. And did you schedule an assessment?
They all giving me the runaround. Hold on. Give me a break. Don't hang up. Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hi, sorry. Okay. So
Yeah, that was my social worker from Keystone First. She ain't doing her job. I don't know what's up.
Okay, so we're going to have to go through this enrollment process again. I don't know. Did
Okay.
you start off with our agency in the beginning?
I've been with Keystone First Health Community of Choice for years. I've been having a caretaker for years.
Okay, so now...
And my condition now is even worse than before.
Okay, I'm sorry. So now we're going to... If you go through Family First Care, we're going to help you get your insurance back up, okay? So you're going to have to... It's
okay.
going to take a few weeks till you get it. It's a bit of a process, but... Throughout the process, I'm always going to be here to help you. I'm going to tell you what to do, and you can always ask me questions, okay?
Please, yeah, because I need help quick. This is, you know, I'm talking like this because I had the two strokes, and then I did was one in back of another.
Wow.
And this time, I have half of my body dead.
Oh, my.
I can't move one arm. I can't take a bath. I can't do nothing.
Okay, so we're going to definitely get this for you. I see here that your caregiver is Andre, correct?
Yes.
And this number is your number or
Andre's
number?
Yes, but we use the same number.
Sorry?
We use the same number because he was clocking in and out from this number. Because he don't have one yet.
He doesn't have
his
a number
broke.
Yet?
No, his phone broke. And he don't have money to buy one now because he's not getting paid.
Right. Okay. So we're gonna get this going for you. Okay. So the first.
Yeah, my case is really urgent. Just like I told you, I have a blood clot in my head. I just had two strokes, and I need to be peaceful. I can't be with no stress, and this is stressing me out a little, and it's
sure.
not working good on
of
me.
Of course. Okay. So the first thing we have to do is to call up the broker to schedule your assessment. Would you like to call in with me, or should I give you the number for you to call yourself?
For what, you say?
To call to schedule your assessment with a broker to see if you're eligible, which I'm sure you are, but they're going to have an assessment, okay?
That's the waiver program?
For the waiver program, yes.
Yeah, Maximus,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I already spoke to them.
And
Maximus.
So what did they say?
They ain't doing shit. I'm sorry to talk like this, but I'm angry. Because they put you through one line, then they switch you to another, and then they hang up. And then they told me they were going to call me. The guy calls me back and tells me, go to the welfare office and fill out an application for the waiver. I did that too. And then they told me it's going to take a month, but I haven't heard anything. But
okay,
no good
so
news.
I'm going to call in with you now, okay? Let's see what happens now, okay?
Please.
Okay. Just a second. Bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Julia?
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Kimberly. Are you calling today for the first time or to check the status?
Hi.
To check the status, Mama.
All right. May I have your name?
Julia Velez.
I'm sorry, what was the first name? You said Julio?
J-U-L-I-A, V as in Victor, E as in Elephant, L as in Lab, E as in Elephant, and V as in Zebra. It's that I had two strokes, that's why I'm talking like this.
Okay. All right. May I please have your phone number?
215-783-3676.
Okay. And you're the applicant?
Yes.
All right. And then who else do we have on the line?
Hi, my name is Abigail from Family First Care, the home care service. Home care
okay. And Abigail, may I have your last name?
I didn't provide my last name. It starts with an N. I'm from Family First Care.
Okay. Right. And may I please have your phone number?
Yes, it's 267-551-7438.
Okay. All right. So I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone in regarding your application without your written or verbal permission. All right. Julia, may I please have your date of birth?
4/13/1963.
Okay, one second.
I don't even know why they took my insurance and changed it, because I had Keystone First Health Community Health Choice.
Okay.
Which
if
was
you
paying my caretaker.
If you could please verify your address.
1432 West 7th Street, Chester, VA 19013.
Okay, 1 moment. All right, and Julia, is it okay for me to discuss your case information along with Abigail?
Well, and first of all, I already had an office that they would take care of me.
Okay.
You know, I've been years with that company, and if I move to another company, I'm going to lose my $5,000 for in case that I die, they could burn me.
All right. Let me take a look at the case. Also, too, is it okay for me to discuss your case information along with Abigail?
Yeah.
All right. Do you mind if I place you guys on a brief hold while I take a look at the case?
Yes, because I was with Moravia Health. I've been years with them.
Okay. Hold on, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome.
Que ellos están hablando de otra compañía, yo lo estoy especificando, yo llevo años en esta compañía y que si me voy para otra pierdo los 5,000 de entierro. Ellos van a ver qué pueden hacer. Para algo, porque si no, listo. Yo me estoy cambiando de compañía, amigo. Listo. Yo creo que están en el sobre blanco que está allí, papi. Si no lo puedo dar, me van.
Hello. Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate your patience. Okay.
Thank you.
So you still have Keystone First, but it's not Community Health Choices. Do you know why did your services stop?
I don't know, because on the welfare over here in Delaware, they are a headache. They don't want to work. But I strictly told them, I went to the window and gave my application with my lease and everything, and my paper of SSI letter, everything. And I told them, especially, I want my same insurance. I need the same one.
Okay. Did you have a renewal or anything recently?
No, I switched from Philadelphia, PA to Chester, PA, Delaware.
So you moved to a different county, is that correct?
My insurance ended on October 31, but I already had opened my case over here, and it was going to start again on November 1st. And the social worker they gave me, Julianne, that she works with Keystone First, she went to the hotel where I was living at. She took all my information. She knows that I needed now more care than ever. And they gave me 73 hours. That's how bad my condition is. Now I had two strokes and I have a blood clot in my head. And she didn't turn in the papers on time, and now I'm facing all this.
Oh, wow. Because here's the thing. When it comes to us, then you have to start the process over.
Yeah, but when I called Maximus, they told me that if I already have the waiver to taking care of me for years already, I didn't have to reapply again and start for 3 months. Because my body can't wait 3 months. I'm a priority because of the two heart attacks I had and the blood clot I have in my head and my condition. Severe arthritis, COPD, what I don't have. And I can't move one arm.
Did you ever receive a letter so that you can file an appeal with them, or a letter stating you know that you no longer qualify for services?
The only thing they told me was that they put me Blue Shield, but they took out the home HCH, the one I really need. And I didn't get permission for none of that. From my side, it wasn't from my side that they took it off. And they're giving me a hard time to put me back in. What I want to do is get back on Keystone First Health Community Health Choice.
Second.
All I need is that. Once that's open, I get my caretaker back. Because if I leave this company that I've been taking care of me, I lose $5,000 for my funeral. I don't have no money put away because I can't even save money with a little bit of check that I get. I'm not even getting the 900 complete because they're taking 100 out because they overpaying me. So I'm paying 700 of rent right now, including no bills.
So here's the thing. In order to get your services back, unfortunately, we're going to have to start a new application because your waiver ended October the 31st.
What? Are you talking about the waiver?
Yes.
But, okay, do you understand that my condition is priority, that I can't wait 3 months?
Well, here's the thing. Because of your documents, we have to have new documents. You have to get a form from the doctor. You have to apply.
I had all the papers when I was hospitalized. I was first hospitalized in Broad Street Temple in Philadelphia, PA was the first stroke. The second one was in Paoli Hospital. They even did surgery and everything because I had a blood clot in my leg or somewhere. They took me in a helicopter from Ready because it was too far, priority.
Okay, because it seems like they were supposed to do an inter-county transfer. I'm not sure what happened. Did they say they can reinstate you? Because here's the thing. When it comes to us, we have to start a new application.
Yeah, but 3 months, I'm a priority patient.
Right, but...
Because of my condition.
Right, but here's the thing. We have to start a new application.
When I call You guys right now, excuse me, you guys right now are Maximus, right?
Yes.
Okay, I called you guys already. They told me they were going to call me back. The guy called me back on the 25th of November and told me that he suggested to go to the welfare office and apply again for a waiver because papers get lost. Come on, that's ridiculous. How my papers are going to get lost?
Right.
And I did go and apply for the waiver already over there.
Right, but unfortunately, we have to do a new application.
Three people to visit me, right?
Well, it'll be two. It'll be our enrollment broker and then the area on aging.
Okay. And how long that's going to take?
Well, here's the thing. Yes, it can take no more than 90 days, but I've seen it done less than 30.
Please, yes, because that I'm priority. I'm telling you, my condition is not good at all.
All right, so
I
did
can't
you want
do anything?
Did you want to start an application?
Hello. Hello. No me diga que me engancharon. Ay, Dios. Esto es lo que me encojona. Hello. Hello. Merry Christmas. Están en la línea, pero no están hablando. Están buscando, es que ya yo llené la aplicación en el WebSpear. Ella me dijo, pues no son 3 meses, son menos de 3 meses, pero 2 visitas se tienen que ir a visitar para ver cómo está tu condición médica.
Sí, por ejemplo, pues, no,
y yo, bueno, digo, yo te voy a firmar el papel para que tú busques los papeles de Broad Street, porque yo no puedo ni salir del cuarto este. No puedo salir, no es mi condición. Eso es lo que ellos no están entendiendo. Me están dando los runaround. No ve que como se está acabando el año, ellos no quieren trabajar. Hello. No, tengo que buscar en los niños, sea la madre. $2.45, pa, tiene que sacar 100. ¿Viste?
Sí.
Y deja de dar los otros 145 ahí.
¿Ah?
Digo, deja 140 en la tarjeta. Son 245, saca 100. Y deja lo otro, que son 145 pesos. Digo, 140, porque van a sacarte 5 por cobrarte para sacar. Y sin la matatangue me van a llegar 5 cosas a la tienda. Y vas a tener que irte a entretenerlo hasta que dé las 8 de la noche. Porque lo de Walmart ya lo cobraron, 108, mira, aquí lo dice. Son 5 cosas y yo lo cogí todo barato. Y me ahorré dinero también. Hello. I hate when they do this. 28 minutos. 28:56. Que me tienen que hacer la brick. O sea, que tienen que... O sea, como van años desde el COVID, papi, yo no he podido ver mis médicos, porque es que cambiaron el seguro Entonces, Tempo, Tempo no quería, yo solo voy a decir ahora, Tempo no quería coger ese seguro más en muchos sitios y para nada, porque volvieron a cogerlo. Entonces, tuve que cambiar de médico y hasta el año que viene ahora no empiezan los médicos a ver a la gente nueva. Pero sí tengo en Broad Street el primer ataque del corazón y tengo el de Paoli. El de Paoli yo lo tengo aquí. Que tienen que escanear el cuadrito eso y ellos le dan la información. Ahí sale todo. Ahora tienen que pedir los de Broad Street, lo tienen que pedir. Ellos se lo dan rápido. Yo les firmo la orden. Dios mío, Padre Celestial, bendito, apiada del corazón a esta gente para que ayuden, coño. Si fuera un familiar de ellos, lo harían bien rápido. ¡Hello! ¡A la madre mía! ¡Hello! Ve, esto es lo que me encojona de ellos, que te dejan en la línea ahí horas y horas. Tengo que esperar que le dé la gana contestar ahora. Esto me pone a mí bien estrésica. ¿Vas a ir a comprar la cerveza, sí, papá? Dale, bebé. Va adelante, no muevo. Sí, cambiarlo para allá porque ahí se va a mirar. También esto hizo mi abuela loca. Mi abuela, echaron una basura porque están vivos. O echaron una nevera, no sé. Esto, el salchichón. Come on, mira, 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 31 minutos y 27, mira. Y así nace, el día que tú fuiste que Flaco te trajo, muchacho, yo estuve desde que te fuiste hasta que casi llegaste. No, porque voy a llamar al seguro social también, porque yo no me acuerdo si yo di la dirección. Y para ver si casi en verdad vienen los pagos, porque la tarjeta esa de débito son tramposos también.
Sí.
Tienen media, papá.
Yo estoy muy
esos son los que no te molestan, ¿verdad, mujer? Tú tienes la tarjeta, ¿verdad?
Sí.
La de los cupones la tienen que cambiar para la cartera negra. Que ya no queda. Hay que esperar hasta el día 3. Hasta el día 3 que pongan. Eso te vaya a perder. Dios mío, pero me van a dejar en la línea aquí. ¡Qué madre! No contestan y están ahí. ¡Hello! Oh, hostia, tengo que poner a mi mano. Wow, yo no puedo creer esta mierda, de verdad, esto es que me está pasando a mí. Tan fácil que es, puñeta.